This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday said he was directing his administration to begin the process of eliminating special treatment for Hong Kong in response to China's plans to impose new security legislation in the territory. Speaking at a White House news conference, Trump said China had broken its word over Hong Kong's autonomy.
China's latest incursion, along with other recent developments that degraded the territory's freedoms, makes clear that Hong Kong is no longer sufficiently autonomous to warrant the special treatment that we have afforded the territory since the handover.
Trump's move comes after China moved forward with plans to impose new national security legislation, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the territory no longer warrants special treatment under U.S. law that has enabled it to remain a global financial center. Thursday night, Hong Kong's pro-Beijing government said that any changes in its relationship with the United States would be a double-edged sword. President Donald Trump announced Friday that the United States is cutting all ties with the World Health Organization over its coronavirus response. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's been railing against the WHO for weeks and argued today it's under China's total control. He says Beijing ignored its virus reporting obligations to the WHO, which in turn misled the world when the virus was discovered.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
That's expected to significantly weaken the WHO, since the U.S. is its biggest source of financial support. Sagar Meghani,